What If It's Cool is proudly brought to you by Respo Clothing. Feel like a champion by wearing the merch from all the stars, including Luke Resner, B Squared, Savannah Rowe, John Stop Action, Nova Nichols, The Cooters, and my personal favorite, Conflict Axiom. So feel like a champion by checking out Respo Clothing. They can be found on Facebook and on Instagram. It's time to celebrate as MXW presents Homecoming, happening on Saturday, May 18th. Ticket link is in the description. Make sure to check it out. Adrenaline Pro Wrestling presents Battle to Survive 3, happening on May 25th at the Seaver Community Hall, featuring the Battle to Survive Rumble. Ticket link is in the description. Make sure to check it out. All right. In In 3, 2, 1. Hello, welcome to another episode of What If It's Cool, the show where we talk about anything and everything that is cool in the world today. This is episode 100, and, well, I'm Daniel Paul Crow. I'm here at Alpha Pro Wrestling, and I'm going to be flat honest, I never thought I'd be reaching 100 episodes and getting to do what I'm doing here at Alpha. We're basically just going to be just talking and, you know, you're going to have random people, and then hopefully we're going to be doing some interesting things. It's been a really, really interesting day, and I can already see someone about to walk in, a very familiar face. Might actually ask someone else who hasn't never been on here as well. That's PJ Red. Hey, Josh, do you want to get on? Because he's never been on the podcast yet.
Oh, it's such a good time.
I know. The first time I was meant to be on the podcast, I had to pull out, and then...
You're pretty good at pulling out.
No, I'm not, actually.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because how many kids have you got?
Two. Yeah, two. I'm a big fan of green parts. We did discuss doing February, but we never actually sorted that out, did we?
No, I pulled out on that one because I was, going through a couple of things.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. You know what? I reckon it's going to come around eventually.
Well, yeah, you're on right now, so...
Oh, is this the podcast?
Yeah, we're doing it right now because this is episode 100, baby.
Oh, it's this.
Yeah.
Oh, episode 100.
And for those who are listening, that's Emilio Crow. Somebody who's looking at us and not you know, coming in, walk in, Tony Manson.
What's going on?
Well, you were complaining before that you've never been on the podcast, and you had a very small cameo in the vlogcast.
Yeah, it was that about DPC.
Yeah, and involved Josh right now.
Was that Japanese vending machines?
Yeah, that's very well. Now you say that's on the internet, right? Now that means everybody thinks I have a Japanese fucking
fetish?
Yes. So
we don't kink-shame, though. We don't kink-shame. Yeah. But you don't have one. You got your chance to tell us right now that you don't.
Actually, may I hold this for a second?
Yeah, go for it.
I want it on a record right now that Tony Manson does not have a Japanese underwear fetish. Don't say... I don't care what I said in that last video. That was not me.
You were the one who was saying it, though.
That wasn't me. That was my twin brother, Anthony George III. I killed him recently.
I need to bleep that last bit out because obviously we will get banned on YouTube.
And you're going to have to bleep this too. What? Suck my motherfucking dick!
That's what the madness that is wrestling, and I gotta admit, when we started this this journey on What If It's Cool back in 2020, I never thought in a million years that I was ever gonna be working in wrestling and doing what I'm doing. I never even thought I was ever gonna be doing interviews like I'm doing right now. And man, for everyone that's been on the show, you know, it's been absolutely a massive blessing. Seeing someone who's not in makeup, and maybe ask him to come in. Hey, 211. Nah, he's talking at the moment. But no, this is great. Now he's looking at me again. You want to come on? Come on the show again?
Come on, all people, all sizes. Let's go.
We're recording
it. Doing the one now.
We're recording episode 100, baby.
Oh, hi, how are you doing? Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How is it? Oh, wow. What is this strange thingy?
I know, it's different to the normal mic, huh?
It really is. My one usually dangles there and someone doesn't hold it. Goddamn. So, what's this for? Hi, how are ya?
Episode 100 of What If It's Cool, which you were on a milestone episode. You're on episode 50.
Ooh. Well, halfway's pretty good, I will say. And now I'm part of 100. Oh, I'm just winning in life.
Sorry for the people who are watching this on YouTube and on Spotify, but, you know, that was 211 without makeup and just, you know, living his best life. This is an absolute f***ing dream, and I can see Bo Bowman over there. Hey, Bo! Do you want to come back on? Uh-oh. Oh, man. This is gonna be interesting. Two people who have been on the show before. Firstly, the former kid, now Valiant.
Hello.
You had a good match today.
Yeah, I was in it.
Yeah.
That's why I was good.
Yeah.
Some would say it's goated. Some would say it's cool.
I said it was cool.
No, you didn't. You said it was good. Correct yourself. Correct yourself.
When I was commentating, I said it was cool.
Correct yourself just now.
All right, it was a cool match.
That's right.
And you were dressed up as Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy dresses up as me. I am the original. I invented the TLC. Tender, love, and chicken nuggets.
Oh, hang on.
Sorry, Ben.
Do you want to get on camera so people can know who you are?
No. Hello.
That is Rochelle Rowe.
I just wanted to quote.
Do you want to come in and say some things? Because you've never been on the show yet. And Bo is over here.
I'm just standing here. I'm just watching.
This is episode 100 of What If It's Cool.
Hello.
Thank you for being a part of it.
Thank you for having me. I have one thing to say.
Yes.
And that is, live, laugh, love, lift.
We're just standing here.
Have a good night.
We're just guarding you.
Firstly, thank you for being part of What If It's Cool, this 4-year journey I've been on. I've seen you grow up, and for people at home to have seen me grow up through this as well, so I appreciate it. And Jason Crash is just over there, your mortal enemy.
I have nothing to say about that. I just want to say What If It's Cool, episode 100, it's a big deal, congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
Bo, I've got to ask you a question because we've had a VPW recently, your old enemy, take on Mason Stone thingy, and he lost.
Yep.
When are we going to see you back?
Back doing what?
What do you want me to do?
Getting your ass kicked by George Julio.
Why would I do that for?
Because it's fun.
It's fun for who?
Fun for me and John to make fun of on Reaction Wrestling Wednesdays.
It's not fun for me.
Yeah.
Hang on. Pass me the mic.
Yes.
George may have beaten Berman. Berman doesn't want anything to do with George. That is fine.
Yeah, not too bad.
And we got Savannah Rowe, because I got corrected last time.
Get her name right. Show some respect.
Oh, God.
You were right the first time, sweet pea.
Okay, Savannah.
Why is it out of center?
I don't know.
Oh, because I'm in the center.
It's because it's the 100th episode. That's why. It's whatever.
It's the 100th episode.
Yeah. It's 100 episodes.
Filming?
Yeah. That's what we're filming.
And I made it?
Yes.
Ah, I love life.
Yeah, this is just like a wacky like webisode? Yeah, webisode.
Webisode podcast.
A wacky webisode.
And it's just like, I'm testing the new mic as well, so.
It does look very nice and fancy and squishy, and I kind of want to eat it.
Wait, is that a new mic?
Yeah, it's a new mic.
I'm not going to do that.
Again, sorry for people who are listening or watching.
Where did you get that microphone?
I got it from Amazon.
Amazon? Do you mean Pipeworks Market?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Because we're at the Pipeworks Market.
Yeah, I got it from no Amazon Market.
Speaking of, Amazon, I'm going to go find food now. Bye!
Go for it.
Where are you finding food?
Somewhere.
No, come back here. You have to plug the market.
Pipeworks Market.
There you go.
There we go. Oh, my God. Man, we still got to do a lot of things on What If It's Cool. Hang on, I'll move aside so you can get on camera because we can't see you.
This is like a two-man booth.
You can't have a 100th episode
without the guy that is 100 times better than every single wrestler to have ever existed in existence.
Talk about me?
F***ing A, you tell him Tony Mance. Oh, no, actually, Bo Bowman's here. Hey, Bo, I heard you, you've got the Pepsi in the bank?
Yeah, supposedly Pepsi so, yeah. Yeah.
Are you gonna be hitting the Pepsi plunge and then taking the Pipeworks title today and turn it into the Pepsi championship or what?
Was it the Pipeworks title? I thought it was the world heavyweight title.
You're gonna win the heavyweight? Oh, okay. No spoilers. This episode's coming out really much later than the show, so it's working out.
We got too crazy here as well. Brother,
sorry, man. He stormed in, bro.
I've got the chips, but I don't have any milk. Damn. So, are you still going to be wanting to do it?
Yeah, it looks like we're just dying. Like, yeah, just straight up.
Just dying.
Can I just ask? Because I haven't had you on the main show, like on a proper episode. And this is not a proper episode. It's just us really shooting the shit.
Yeah.
Why do you do competitive eating?
Why do I do competitive eating?
Yeah.
So I'm good at eating. Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's about
are
it.
Are you as good as an eater as this gentleman here?
I don't know, man. We'll have to find out.
Yeah.
We'll have to bring him in.
Look at the size of this man when he walks in. He is like the most pro eater that I know.
We're going to need a bigger frame, man.
The young guy himself, Valiant.
Look at that, man. He's huge, bro. He makes it look
crazy. Hang on. Did Papa B get the milk yet or no?
Was Papa V ringside with us?
Yeah. No, before. He said he was going to get...
Daniel, I'm kind of sick of you. And the dumb questions you ask. Yeah, Valiant, I reckon between you and Will, one of you needs to watch him on commentary tonight. I think you guys need to watch both these guys on commentary. Because I might pull this f***ing shit on you.
What have I done?
He's my family, and I know harder than anyone he pulls this shit on people.
I don't know what I've done.
Thank you, brother.
Nah, you got the Pepsi in the bank, bro.
You're a gentleman there.
I am, bro. You are the GOAT. This guy is the GOAT. Episode 100. What if it's cool? It 100% is cool, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't get to decide that, it's his show. He tells you.
If the Dream Brand says it's 100% cool, it is 100% cool, but it's alright?
Adam
Curran,
Bo Bowman.
What's good, Daniel? I'm about to like rizz up the mic, you know? I'm gonna be like, hey, what's good, baby girl? I'll make all your fantasies happen tonight.
You can probably do ASMR with the way it's going.
Hey, I'm about to cook up a pesto chicken pasta. And I'm about to kiss my cousin. Thank you for supporting me, I might have lost the big Dash, or what's his name? Dash. Yeah, he's nothing, bro. That's nothing.
Yeah.
There's no pain experience.
Well, since we got crazy here at the moment, I have something in my hand. And again, sorry for the people who are listening, not watching on YouTube.
He's doing that without milk.
Hey?
He's doing that without milk.
He reckons he could do it.
Yeah, he can do it. I'm worried about you.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, good.
That's yeah, I'm really
it.
Bad.
Yeah,
we have the world's hottest corn chip in my hand right
he's
now.
He's doing it for himself.
Huh?
He's a competitive eater. There has to be someone else doing it. Competitive is in the title.
Well...
He doesn't do it by himself.
Anyone want
to
grab...
If you're talking bad to my cousin, I'm
actually,
going to beat your ass.
Actually...
Did I ask you my four favourite crow cousin?
Four favourite?
Yeah, the is above you. The crow is above you, and then you're last. No, I don't believe this. I don't know.
I got too crazy right here. He'll mess you up.
You know, Bobo,
I don't know if he's big.
Does anyone actually want to do this with crazy? Because, like, I'm too much of a chicken shit to do it.
When are we doing it?
We can probably do it now if you want.
Let's go round up some people, man. Let's see who
you want to go round up people. Hold it in your hand. Go around. See who wants to do it, and then just tell them I don't have any extinguishers for it.
Alright.
And we'll just talk and then come back.
Is there any cows nearby, like in Thomastown, that we can get some milk from? Or?
Well, there's a coffee place around there.
Where's that? Where's the coffee place?
Like literally, like where we are.
What's
in the Pipeworks Market.
Location of the coffee.
Oh,
place?
It's Pipeworks Market.
Pipeworks Market.
Yeah.
What's the address?
I have no f***ing clue.
Dunstan's Court, Thomastown.
Thank God Anthony's here. Yeah. You're
hey, wait, whoa. Hey. Wait, you can't call him Anthony. Anthony. You can't call him Anthony.
Hey, I call you by your government name, all right? Your government name is Anthony, all
look,
right?
Don't mess with Tony Manson, okay? We don't need a commissioner to come here, okay?
Where is Michael? Should I call him Michael? Is that allowed?
Do you want to get your dad?
Hey, don't ever use our government names again, all right? If we find out you're using our government names, we'll have you fired from this establishment.
Oh, you're gonna fire me?
Do you want to go grab your dad and then look at him on? Because I don't think he's done a podcast or anything
actually,
before.
Actually, that sounds like a good idea. I want to go find Commissioner Manson right now.
Yeah. All right.
I'm scared.
Oh, God. I'm terrified right now because I just saw Crazy go backstage and he's got the biggest grin on his face right now. he's looking for his victims.
He's just finding victims, right? He's just getting people to agree to whatever you've got. So what is it just the corn chips?
It's a corn chip, but it's mixed with like Carolina Ripper and all these other things.
Where's the box?
Oh, Crazy's got it.
Oh, he's got it?
Yeah.
Oh, at least he's showing people what they're signing up
for. No, I already did. I already put it on the camera already.
But he's showing everyone else. That
Do
you want to make a big mistake for me?
Yeah, but they're going to be... I'm just waiting for a scream. Someone's going to be screaming in a minute.
Oh, they're going to eat it on camera.
They're going to go, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Hey, Matt. Matt. Matt or Mark. Do you want to come on? I can't believe I just called Matt Graves Mark.
This is the 100th.
He's gonna kill
episode.
Me right now.
How we doing, everybody?
Good, mate. How are you?
Good. Man, right. You're not even on this show.
No, I'm just hanging out.
Yeah, but look, good for you for coming. Oh, Crazy's got.
I'm out of here.
Oh no! Oh no!
You got Kenny.
Well, I found some people.
How many have we found?
Whether they're partaking or spectating.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, God. And now we got one of the brothers.
Who's doing it?
Huh?
Who's doing it? Is it just...
I don't know. Because people, like, when I said that we were going to do this, there was like heaps of people planned it up, but they all of a sudden just chickened out. You know what I mean?
I'm just here to count if anyone taps out.
So you're going to ref it, are you, Kenny?
Yeah, I'll ref it, I guess.
Ah, right.
Give us some rules. We need rules.
Let's see. You've got to finish the whole chip. And maybe what? Wait 60 seconds before you take a sip?
Whatever, man.
Yeah. Who's going to... Are you going to do it?
What?
The world's on the ship.
Yeah, do it. Sure. Just do it.
If you want to go get water before you do it, because that's probably what it's...
Water's not going to f***ing help. It's f***ing dairy.
That's true.
Hey, it's a family show, all right? You can't say dairy.
Sorry. dairy. PJ Red those Eshay lads over there, they're f***ing rad.
Hey. They haven't been on the show yet. You've got to be very nice to them.
Look at this Mark. He's wearing a CM Punk t-shirt. He just thinks he can shoot on people.
I don't know how much the audio is picking up on this one, but if it does... You just got wrecked by Bo Bowman.
I'd like to acknowledge my tribal chief and someone else, but I can't name him by name.
Because it's me. Oh, boy. Hang on. Are you gonna do it?
Fine, I'll join.
Fine. Do you want to get some water or something to help you? Because I got
do
no
I look
milk.
Like some bitch to you, Daniel?
Huh? Sure, you look like some bitch. Sorry. Do I have to answer that truthfully?
I swear to God, if the answer is not no, Daniel, bitch. I'm gonna kill you.
All right. Hang on, because I remember where's Zane Zodiac? Because I remember he wanted to do it.
Very sorry.
Does he want to do it? Hang on, guys. Do you want to do this?
What is that?
The world's hottest chip. Nah, okay, so. Normally,
respectfully, I'd rather die.
Ouch. That hurts.
Hey, don't talk to my cousin like that!
Hey, whoever does this gets a title shot! I don't have that power.
Wait, so, we got 1, 2, 3, just remember there's no milk, because Aaron hasn't got it. Did you get the milk? Did you get the milk?
All right, let's, enough dilly dally.
Yeah, enough.
All right.
We came here.
Come on, open it.
Far out.
I thought they were like normal Doritos. I don't know why you're over the rate.
Alright, who's in Right? Out, man.
Oh my god, that is not a good smell.
You have to eat the whole packet?
It smells nothing. It smells
huh?
Nothing.
I can smell the chili.
Oh wait. I need you to take smell.
Oh. All right. Who's game? So we got Crazy. You're gonna do it,
Tony Manson.
I think this should. It's your 100th episode, Daniel. I think you should try.
Yeah, hell no. I'm stupid, but I'm not that stupid.
I mean, you're a competitor.
I'm just always stupid, man. I'm just straight up dumb.
Yeah.
Murray is always too crazy at all times.
Yeah.
All right.
Still alive. Something.
You want to go first, Crazy?
Well, I don't react much, so.
Should we say grace?
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Oh god, he went right for it.
Just chip, man.
Are you trying to? Have another.
No.
That is
wow, that's competitive for you. Wait. I'm down.
All right, go for it. Emilio's up. Emilio's up.
All right. ASMR.
It is. You're hot. Such an idiot for doing that.
Oh,
you're all idiots.
Thank you.
Tom, come in.
I've already done those.
I'm not saying doing this. I'm saying come here. Have a chat with us. Are you going to go for another one?
No, I'm good.
You look like you're about to grab another one.
But for those that don't know, it is burning. It's burning. It's burning, yeah. It's burning in the mouth, it's burning in the throat. It's pretty hot.
Wait, what? So we got whole grain Australian corn, vegetable oil, Carolina Reaper chili, scorpion chili, Bee Hut chili, that's not how you pronounce it, citric acid, sugar, paprika, dehydrated vegetables, tomato, garlic, onion, and salt. There you go, they're the ingredients. I love how all you sticky beaks are just sitting there laughing instead of coming on to camera. Come on to camera, come on. Come on.
Aye.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to do this.
Come on,
tones. Oh, no. Oh, Mike.
Not before my match.
No, just come in. No. You don't have to do it. Come in. Right.
He doesn't want to shit cans in the ring.
Oh, God, dude.
Damn, he just took the whole thing, man. That's brave.
I'm back.
This is going to be...
How's it going? It's the Slim Reaper, Mike Chaos here. Going to walk out at the end of the night as the new Alpha Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, why did you do that? That's the world's hottest chip. Do you want to come on camera and just show your face? So, who are you? Where are you from?
I'm the one-man army, Jack Reeb.
Jack, did you know that that's what that was?
Nah, not really.
Oh, hey, how are you feeling?
Fuck, six out of ten, pretty sweet.
All right.
At the moment, I don't know if it's long. Yeah, it's good for now. It's good. Safe.
All right. I'm going to put this away so no one else touches it. Because that was... scary.
Do not consume on an empty stomach. Do not consume if you have gastrointestinal problems. Do not consume if you are allergic to chili or capsicum. Oh, capsaicin.
Which one?
I thought it was capsicum, but it's capsaicin.
Dude, she needs some milk. I don't know. I have no idea. I can't read.
Do not consume if you are pregnant or breastfeeding.
Yep.
Do not consume if you are sensitive to spicy foods.
Which I'm not.
Do not consume if you have any other medical conditions. And do not consume if you have a cardiac condition.
Okay.
This isn't competitive.
That was just...
It's hot, man. It's hot.
Is it still burning?
Yeah.
But no one's going up against you. You're just going to be here.
Yeah, I've done a lot of hot stuff, man. Like... Yeah.
Your glasses are fucking
again. Wait. Let's have a look. Oh, my God. They are, too.
Oh, wow.
Man, so Tony's glasses are so foggy right now.
That wasn't a finger that you just... touch a chip with, was it?
Yeah. You didn't touch your face with that, did you?
It's alright.
You're alright?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Okay.
Actually, you can get in your eyes when you go to the toilet. It's hot, man.
I'm gonna be needing to take a fat one in a sec.
The things that happens on this show.
So happy 100th episode, DPC.
Thanks, brother. Thanks, guys.
Happy 100th episode.
What's the out? Because like I've seen a lot of your videos now. now that I've discovered your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Right. What's the craziest thing you've eaten so far?
Craziest thing I have eaten. Oh, that's oh man. All right, so I've eaten a lot of crazy things, but like one of the craziest things I've done is I had a. So it was a 1.5 kilo chicken parma challenge.
Oh, they had like that would be good.
Three chicken parmas, a serving of chips, and I ate it in 2.5 minutes.
Is that hang on? Is that on YouTube that you did that?
I think it's on my Facebook, man.
Oh, I gotta have to look.
Yeah,
for that.
It was a while ago. It was at Nana Goon, their Parmageddon challenge.
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, man.
Two and a half minutes.
Yeah, each parma was like 30 seconds, and then the chips, and that was it.
I really did not want to follow you into the toilet after that.
Oh man, they gave me half an hour and they stopped the timer at 2.5 minutes and everyone else did themselves.
Oh my god. You know, yeah, I feel sorry for your missus and your kids if they go to the bathroom after you everybody after you had a challenge.
Man, I'll be honest, man, sometimes I don't know where it goes.
Why? Because are you fine afterwards?
Sometimes I'm fine, I'll be bloated, but then like I'll go to the toilet and it's like a normal thing. The rest just goes into my love handles, man, I don't know.
Love handles. Look, you're
yeah, you know it. I hide it well, man.
Ah, you look good. You look fine, mate. Oh god, I still can't believe you did that and you were fine. I was expecting sweat.
Well, I've done some hotter stuff literally like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's the one that was on your YouTube channel, the one where you did the who's the guy?
Oh, Vince, Big V, Big Vince Vantamani, that Big V. Another crazy competitive eater. He grows his own chilies.
Yeah.
Messages me and just says, hey man, come have some chilies. And I just say yes. And then I end up crying in my backyard asking for ice cream. Because that's what happened, man. I was hugging a bucket, spitting.
But, so hang on, what did you eat? Because in that video, you had like, was it like three different levels of chili or what?
So he brought a few challenges. He brought, so one of them was a tube of corn nugs.
Yeah.
It was like bits of corn. Apparently, the hottest corn nugs. Another one is called a tube of terror, which is peanuts covered in just spice. And then after that, we did fresh chilies.
I really don't want to hang out with you when you do stuff like that.
Oh man, I'm known for not reacting to a lot of things. So like to see me hugging a bucket, crying into a bucket, is you know entertaining to some people.
Yeah.
Which makes it fun for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as long as you're having fun, that's all that matters.
But. I guess so, man. I'm mainly just dying, but, you know.
Wait, so, what's coming up for you when it comes to competitive eating?
Usually I keep an eye out for eating competitions. There's not many coming up, so I look around for food challenges at restaurants. There's not many in Melbourne, so I've got to find a way to keep in eating shape. So I'll probably just eat a whole bunch of stuff on the weekends. And that's usually what I do.
Oh, I think after maybe at halftime we should go get some kebabs and shit from the front row market.
Do you know what time these burger shops close?
Nah, like I think they're going to be all night because like there's a festival today.
I want to do something stupid, man. I want to get like a 15 patty burger, like something cool, man.
What time is it right now? Is it we got. It's 5:30 now. Do you want to go get something? What? Because we've still got another half an hour before we need to wrap this episode up. You want to go get something?
Well, I'd rather eat it after the match.
Ah, yeah.
But if we're still recording,
we can always do something at the end. You know, add it to the vlog instead of the episode of whatever it's called.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, that's too crazy. Yeah, lives up to the name of being too crazy when he's eating stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see. Like, why are you guys just standing here when you should be right here?
No, because you're interviewing too crazy.
I'll tell you what. You tried to poison me with this stuff.
I didn't do anything.
No. You tried to poison me.
Oh my god! And Crazy just took another chip.
It's there. So I ate it.
You see?
You just eating it.
Put the mic over here for a
second. Wait, should we get? Hang on. Should we get Slade in as well? I know you want to do a bit, but do you want to get Slade?
We'll get Slade if Slade wasn't coming, but for the moment...
I'm curious, actually.
You tried to poison me.
It's really hot, man. I'm able to lose it.
How come... Again, he's a competitive eater and all, but how come he had one? He is perfectly fine.
He's had two.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry, three. I mean, it'll be corrected, three.
He's had three.
Here's Kenny. And Kenny, Kenny's looking like he's going to do it.
Kenny? It smells nice. Kenny, I like the smell. Thing,
just break it in half.
He's poisoned it. I'm telling you now, he's poisoned it.
All right, I'll just try this.
Yeah, go for it.
Nah, all in the mouth. Put it all in.
All in the mouth. Oh.
I gotta refill it!
Eddie, all in.
I gotta refill it! I just licked it and I can feel it!
Hey, all or nothing. That's the name of the
all
show.
Or nothing all is or a, nothing is a...
All or nothing!
Yeah.
Ah. Oh!
Oh, that's really nice, actually.
How do you feel?
Hey, Will. You coming in?
Nah, they need me.
Oh, okay. Kenny, you do not look good.
It's alright, we got a clean up crew.
Peer pressure's a hell of a
thing. Oh no, Kenny. Why? Why?
Oh, I... Alright.
He needs some milk.
It tastes really nice, right, though. It's got a really nice flavor. Right. But right, now I'm feeling it go... through right, the back of my mouth. Right. And now it's going down my throat.
Can I just say this is the most that Kenny's ever spoken on anything? It's f***ing hilarious.
All right. It tastes really nice. It's like got a really nice taste. It's like, wow, this is like some really nice feeling. But...
Oh, God. All right, Tony, go for it.
All right. You see what he did to my friend here, Kenny?
Yeah.
And you see the same thing to me.
Hang on, he did it himself. No, he got egged on by
nose.
Bowman.
Hey,
he got egged.
My nose now.
It's what?
My nose. Hey. It's coming up my nose.
Stop touching your nose, because I was the one where you actually touched it with.
No.
Yeah, but that's what you just
this
did.
Hand. This hand.
Hey.
Not this hand.
Oh.
All right. You pull my friend Kenny through pain. What happens if I want to say your cousins about this, huh? If I want to say your cousins, you know, Adam Crow, Emilio Crow.
Emilio already did it.
All right, well, what about if I was to tell Adam?
Huh? Adam would still be cool with it.
You think so? Because he actually likes Kenny. And the fact that you're putting him through this pain, he is feeling the pain. But you also put Tony Manson, which for legal reasons, I did not kill my twin brother. And you put him through that. What kind of a human being are you, DPC, man?
No. I can feel it when the air comes into my mouth. And the air hits like the lining of my mouth, I can feel it sting. Like I just all the way to the back of the throat.
Ratings. It's what we live for. Do you want to go get some water, mate?
Water might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Where do I get milk?
Hashtag DBC killed Kenny.
Edible fruit,
someone
will be selling a milkshake.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No. Now, I may have killed my twin brother. I may have done some bad things in a past life.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, that's not as bad as what you just did to me. What you just did to the commissioner's flesh and blood, the commissioner's son, which for those who don't know, my dad is Commissioner Manson. For what you did to the commissioner's son by allowing him to have the world's hottest chip. My dad pays you, right?
Yes.
Which means that if I tell him what you did, do you reckon you're gonna get your paycheck this week?
Probably not.
Exactly right. And you want me to tell Commissioner Manson exactly what you did to me?
He already knew I was doing it to begin with.
He may have, well, that's news to me. But in saying that, how dare you put the commissioner's son in the pain?
Can I just remind you that you kept saying, you know, you wanted to do it anyway before we even filmed the shot. So that's on you, not me. You had a choice. You've known for a week that I was going to be doing something like this. And yet you still did it. So don't put this on me. Cut a promo on old DPC when you did it yourself.
That was not me, that was AI generated.
Thank you, James Marshall.
Hey, actually, since we're at it, hashtag James Marshall's OnlyFans. Make it happen.
That's my line!
Sorry, bud.
Oh, boy.
Actually.
All right.
Actually. What do you want James Marshall to open up an OnlyFans for? Are you some sick weirdo that wants to see James Marshall in his birthday suit? Is that what you want?
Have you listened to the 3-episode arc with James Marshall?
Yes, I have.
Then what did I say there?
I can't remember because it was a couple of days ago. But the point of the matter is, prior to that, you were pushing. You were pushing for years.
I'm still pushing.
Still pushing for years to have James Marshall to have his OnlyFans.
You want James Marshall to finish that, your boy?
Keep me out of it.
You meant to be backing me up.
Nah, what do I have to back you up for? I'm not paid to back you up.
You're meant to be my friend.
I'm not paid enough to be your friend, but...
Yeah, and the next time you'll see Bo on whatever school will be, you know, never.
No, Bo Hocking, you can have whenever you want, but Bo Bowman, it's different. It's
I've never had Bo Hockey, I've had Bo Bowman on the show.
You've had Bo Hockey? No, you had Bo whatever last name. It was... We left it up to interpretation.
I like to call you Bo George Julio's next opponent.
Hey. Bo Bowman doesn't wrestle George Julio if Bo Bowman doesn't want to wrestle George Julio.
Do you want to go grab Jay the Hunter Clan?
I will go find a Hunter Clan for you, and I will tell him exactly what you've done to me.
Thank you.
With those chips.
He's had about 5 promos.
I think we're going.
He just keeps going.
Let me tell you something.
Going and going and going. The madness that is what if it's cool at Alpha Pro Wrestling. You know what? I feel like every show we do, if it's going to be like this now, maybe I should do a live episode. You know,
it'll just be nonsense.
Yeah, I know. That's what one of the school is, nonsense and just having fun, you know?
It'll just be like chaos. Just
yeah, it's all right.
Ball of chaos.
Like, I still remember the early days where it was like, we wanted everyone to feel like everyone's even part of the joke or feels like you're in the same room with us. And it literally, that's what we're doing right now.
Is this like a reminiscing segment? Do we need like reminiscing music?
Oh, nah, not reminiscent music, but it's...
Bit of Barry White.
Can't get...
The smooth tones.
Can't get enough of me. At least I can get my voice a little bit
I would say make sure the editor, like, make sure that the volume's up for that one, but the editor is you. You are the editor.
I'm one of the editors. I'm not the...
one.
No. So, when... He doesn't do any stuff anymore, but when Producer Six was still part of the show, he was the main editor.
Okay, so this is like a multiple person operation.
It was. It's not as much anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is you? So who's going to be editing this video?
So this will probably be me.
Yes. So make sure the volume's up for you.
Yeah.
When you sing it.
Yeah, I know.
Here comes Tony.
And he just leaves us again because he doesn't want to cut another promo.
Sorry, Mr. Manson.
I know you can't hear that, but he's just like, I'm Tony Manson. Oh, here comes Terry Shaw. And you know what? Come here. Come around.
What am I doing? I don't know.
You're on What If It's Cool 100.
Oh, What If It's Cool?
Yeah, What If It's Cool 100. Now, Terry.
Yeah?
Can you explain to the audience what you've been trying to do for the last... What is it now? 3 months? You've been telling me over and over again. Something about a list.
What list?
The top 10 people who I'm generally scared of in the wrestling industry.
Yeah, okay, that list. Yeah, I've been trying to edge my way onto that list.
Now, I was going to save this for your birthday, but that's too fucking far away. Terry Shaw. You are number 10 on the top 10 list of people who I'm scared of because...
Why are you scared of him?
if he's that crazy enough to want to be a part of it, but
I
also...
I chopped the out of you once, remember?
That's not terrifying. That's not scared.
That's what he's terrified of.
Why?
No, I've seen... I've watched a lot of the stuff, especially from MXW, right? Yeah, you deserve to be on the list, brother.
Oh, I appreciate it.
So congratulations and... Okay, I've got more family coming in, but not my family.
I was about to say, how many cousins?
I got a virgin.
DPC.
And
big virgin right here.
DPC. Oh, God.
Didn't I
okay, I got
that
two.
Once?
I got two virgins now.
Now, before you all go and say, "Hey, Dan, you're being so mean to Nate and Jay," you guys don't know the context of this. Now, unfortunately, I've not made a vlog of what happened of this, but you're about to see why I call them what they called them, because it's payback. And like they always say, payback's a bitch. And f*** Nate Hunter.
Hey Jay, why are you from Private Parts Unknown?
You show your mouth, bro. Shut up, virgin. Hey, leave him alone. He's not a virgin. He fucks all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
You fuck all the time.
All the
long
time.
Long and hard. Yeah. With your 13-inch python.
The joke would be really good, but the thing is, I'm Asian, so, you know, we all know what's up there.
1.3-inch python. We're not getting a job after this game. We're getting cancelled. We're getting cancelled tonight, brothers.
I think that's my video.
I've got the video. Hey, I'll move a little bit closer so you guys can get into the frame.
What's going on?
That's this.
No,
hey, if you're on the do you want to try it?
No, but he's a Carolina Reaper.
Yes.
I've had Carolina Reaper ice cream.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God. So who want? So hang on. We'll get. If you want to get in it, come over here.
No,
so I've got Nate Hunter, Jay Hunter here.
The best
here.
Wrestler in Australia.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Wait,
are you gonna be crazy? No. So some people have done it. Do you want to do it, JC?
Who's done it?
Terry Shaw.
Have a chip.
Virgin.
All right. So JC's gonna do it now. Hang on. JC, come a bit closer.
Who's done it?
So we can see you.
Hey guys.
It's a perfectly trying.
Wait. I'm just gonna like.
Are you gonna do it too?
No. You need a whole chip. You pick the smallest one.
Oh, what is that?
What is that?
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Easy!
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, because you got a small bit. You alright?
I'm just thinking of what I'll do to you now.
Oh, God.
I got a smoothie. I'm back with a smoothie.
No, I can feel it. I can literally feel it. Even how small that is, I can feel it.
Well, Kenny just nearly died before.
Kenny's back. How's your milkshake? Or is it bubble tea?
Yeah, just from Zam Juice here at Pipeworks Market.
You look like someone during the day. You look like someone that wrestles during the day. Do you know him?
Huh?
His name's Karasu the Red. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I saw him the last time, but yeah, I don't know where he went after the show. Anyway,
yeah?
That wasn't too bad.
All right. You're not gonna kill me later?
I didn't say that.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Terry.
But can I say me and Karasu look a little bit alike, I guess? Don't give me the all Asians look alike joke.
I didn't say that.
Now Kenny can say that because he is Asian and so am I. You know, so don't come at us in the comments of that one.
And so am I.
And DPC can talk about how he's a virgin because he is.
Hey Kenny,
am I right?
I want to correct you on something. I'm celibate, okay? There's a difference.
That's what they all say. DPC.
Hey, Kenny's going again.
It's like when they try to say I suck, but then I go in there and I win. It's just what happens.
What a machine.
So am I eating this chip or what's the go?
Oh, you want to go for it? All right, yeah,
hey,
go
who's
for
eating
it?
It? Who's, huh? So Terry Shaw's eating
Terry,
it?
Terry's eating yeah, it. Two crazies eating two. It. Kenny's eating it.
He's had two.
Kenny's had
no,
two.
Ken, no, no, no.
No, he's had two. He just had his second one.
Yeah, okay. He had another one.
Yeah.
Right behind
you're fucking crazy. What the hell?
Right behind your back.
No idea. Hot.
It's hot.
It's hot.
He's had it.
If you want to die, I recommend.
I'll do half.
Alright, go.
I'll do half.
Alright.
I'll do half for your crappy show that no one watches.
Pick a small one.
Said the virgin who's been DMing me last month and a half, say, oh, when am I going to be on the show?
I would never say that.
Bullshit.
I would never say that.
I've got the fucking message to prove it.
He's a liar. Alright, I'm eating this.
Kenny's had two.
I'm eating this for DPC's. The crappiest 100 episodes I've ever watched in my life. I wouldn't even watch it if I was on the toilet taking a dump. And I'm gonna eat the chip.
Well, at least I got this
one. Jay. I'm gonna eat the chip. Jay, I'm gonna eat the chip.
No.
Three strikes.
I'm eating it.
No. I'm good.
How do you feel?
You okay?
Just remember, Kenny's had two. You've had half or one.
Hey, he's f***ing on.
No, you're not cutting another promo, Tony.
No.
You're not cutting another promo.
No, you're not cutting another promo.
All right.
How dare you do that to the golden child?
Oh, here we go. So he's cutting another promo. Jeez. Did you have one, Jay?
Yes, I did have one earlier.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I'm guessing that was behind me because I, you know, I can see his mouth is showing, but yeah. But he's all right.
I'm gonna leave you in the good hands of this young gentleman here.
Don't leave me with him. He's gonna cut another promo.
Good. You stick up for the Hunter Clan, all right?
Yes.
See you around.
Hey, you should cut a promo on all those guys who said they'd be here and see them.
Can this just be like one section of the episode where it's just like Tony Manson's corner and it's just him cutting promos for about four
Tony's corner. Minutes.
Yeah, Tony's corner.
The most the most not viewed part of the school.
It just comes up across and it's like Tony's corner presented by Tony Manson. There you go, Tony. Here we go. Go on.
All right.
May I?
Yeah, all right.
All right. Wait, hang on. Someone's come back and he's sweating.
Kenny's had two.
Kenny's
had two.
I'm not selling.
How dare you do that to the golden child of the Hunter Clan? The golden child of the Hunter Clan. Are you poisoning him like that?
This is one good way to shut me up.
Good. Ed, you poison.
Give him all the
late Hunter.
Show you don't want a third one.
Ed, you poison.
I'm worried about
you poisoned the commissioner's son. Now.
Where is Mike?
He is currently busy doing commission things.
I don't want fire in
anyway. Now I used to like you. But after that stunt you pulled. I don't know.
I'm just taking a mic here, and I'm just going to use this time to talk about my sponsor on one of us called Vespo Clothing. Vespo Clothing, where you feel like a champion when you're wearing all the merch from all the stars. Make sure to check out Vespo Clothing on Facebook and on Instagram, Vespo Clothing. They've got amazing shirts and all different kinds of designs, and one of us called merch will be available very, very soon. So make sure to ask for them because, I love money. And sorry about the static, it's just the cable that I'm using sucks. But that's what happens when you order from Wish. You know what I mean? Kenny, how are you feeling?
Bo told me it was going to burn on the way out.
Yeah.
DPC lives in his mother's basement.
What?
DPC lives in his mother's basement. And Nate Hunter is the best wrestler at Alpha Pro Wrestling.
Read that.
And this board is nice and cold.
Oh,
also,
God.
Oh my God.
You needed to get a second bottle.
Maybe.
This is easily becoming an out of control episode. Oh, God. Here we go. Hang on. What are you saying? What are you saying, Virgin?
I beat Karasu the Red last show.
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky he's not here to hear that. He's a very angry person.
Yeah. He's a good wrestler, but he's just not Nate Hunter. That's the issue. He's good. He's good.
Talented. He speaks Japanese, a great language.
He doesn't speak Japanese.
I think it sounds like Japanese to me.
What is it?
I thought it was either Mandarin or Cantonese.
Yeah. Oh well, I speak a little bit of Mandarin.
And what did you say?
You speak a little bit.
Are you Karasu?
Yeah. 不是，我现在说的是中文，不是日本语。
That voice sounds awfully familiar.
Mi chiamo best wrestler.
Mi chiamo?
What the hell does that mean?
I
don't speak good. I'm Italian, but I can't speak Italian well.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, it is what it is. But I can see someone on the corner of my left who's edging to be on here. I'm guessing he's probably gonna want to answer. Because he's been a staple trope of what it's called for a very, very long time. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jawjacker, Jason Crush.
Sup. What's going on, man? What's going on? What are these? Are these those?
Yes.
Yep.
Do you want to try one?
No.
Your brother wanted to do it.
My brother's cooked.
Where is he?
I don't know. My thing is, and here's your crash advice for the day.
Hang on, that's got to be on the blog.
Oh, we're not going to do that. Right, well, I'm going to tell you straight up. No, because if I get hit, if Slade Mercer hits me in the right spot, did I shit myself tonight? And that's going to be the hottest corn chip shit.
Well, Crazy's had three, and he's...
Because he's crazy!
Are you going for? Are you going to go for another one?
Why? Do you want me to?
No. He's going for another one.
Man is a machine.
There's a fine line between crazy and stupid. I like to walk that line.
I think you went. I think you went past crazy two chips ago.
Oh, I'm straight up a fucking idiot, man. You could say it.
Crash. If anything happens in the ring, I'll be right there with you.
What, with the toilet paper to clean up after me?
Make sure it's cold.
I'll go prepare some.
Oh, God. All right, hang on. Crazy, you've been around the block for a long time, and now that we actually have him here as well, it's probably the first time I've ever done this in person. What's your favorite Jason Crash story?
Jason Crash story?
Yeah. Do you have one?
I don't know. No. Someone tell me one and I'll tell you what's my favourite.
All right, hang on. You are Jason Crash, so you should have one.
I don't have one. What's your favourite Jason Crash story?
I tried to sell it, but you told me it's too sappy. You wanted to be more funny, so I can't say it. Okay. Yeah.
I don't have a favourite Jason Crash story.
Well, we got the Overlord Manos over there. Maybe he's got one. Do you have a favourite Jason Crash story? He's coming.
Take a seat.
Alright, here we go.
We got to have a match at Pipeworks, but it was the original Pipeworks.
Yo, we did too! That's
incredible. We did. Yeah, we wrestled at Pipeworks for MCW.
Yes.
Wait, MCW as in MCW?
Yeah, MC as in MCW. I'm going to try one of these bad boys.
Oh, here we go.
Sorry, but no, we did. And we were our changing room was a bloody broom closet. And like we were getting changed, and it was a broom closet.
Yeah, the staging was a lot smaller back then. It's actually a lot better now.
Yeah. Oh God, you just ate it, didn't you? And, oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh my. F-
Oh, I didn't have one of those.
Bo, are you sick? No, Bo, don't, Bo, oh, don't. Oh, no, shit. Don't. Oh, you idiot. You idiot. Papa V's just looking at us, just going, oh, those chips look really fine. Yeah. Do you want to come in and at least to do a cameo? Since you...
I'm breastfeeding. I shouldn't be.
I've only come over to enjoy other people's pain. I have no intentions of having any of those chips. They look. Yeah, there's no way. There's no way. I can't jump like that, so I cannot do that.
Oh my God! I wish Jason was just right here.
Hey, I came prepared.
You came prepared. Oh God.
Have another.
No, I'm so f***ing with you.
They are horrible.
Have another one.
No.
It can't get any worse from here.
Toledo, would you like to try?
Nah, I'm good.
All right.
Go buy a slushy, Ben, bro.
Are you game?
Definitely not.
Really, obviously not.
Warning, extreme heat. No shit, dickhead. Infused heat for extra kick. For extra kick, how much more do you need? New recipe for a limited time only. What, you're going to make the hottest? Fucking what, because you're just going to go bitter? I'm drooling, bruv. Warning. Warning, extreme heat. No shit. This is bullshit, right? Delicious chili infused corn chip. Delicious. Nothing fucking delicious about that.
Hey, Kenny, right. Kenny thought it was tasted all right.
Delicious.
And I'm not trying to be racist here, but I am the most whitest person ever. I have no, like, heat taste buds or anything about me. This is all tan, DPC. Look at what I don't have. This is bullshit. That's... Oh,
can you do that again? That's kind of hot.
Oh no. Come over here.
Do I need to... Am I regretting this?
My friend.
Coming over?
Yeah, come on. Zane Zodiac.
Zane, do it.
Go for it, Zane.
Yeah, I did.
Did he actually?
He did go for it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
If he did, I've got to. So.
He technically flashed us too.
Where's like the smallest one?
Oh god.
Oh no. Is that the okay?
It's my one.
Oh god. Are you sure?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh wow, it's almost. It's almost set.
Okay, fine.
Give it about. Give it 2 seconds.
Zane, did you eat it?
Yeah, he did. He said it was fine. I got sick of it. Yeah, you're a cat.
Yeah, it's good. Chilling? Yeah.
Oh, my tongue. Oh, I'm burned. Oh, don't breathe in.
Oh, no, do not breathe in.
No, no, no. I did two though, bro. You've got to go a second.
No, you.
I did.
Hang on. Did he actually do two? I thought he only did one. Did he do two?
No, he did two.
At once or?
No. One after the other.
Hey, if it helps. If it helps.
Where you are now, and then I
crazy did four.
How long,
Zane? Oh, no.
Zane,
go
for Pipe Works.
Pipe Works.
Yes, Derek. Yeah.
All right, instant regret.
Just letting you know I only did once.
So, Jason Crash has a match later tonight. He's not going to win that.
No!
I'm going to make sure of that.
Myself, that's why it's gonna get counted out.
Do we have milk or something? Oh my god,
there is literally a juice bar. Like, as you walk out to the right, there's a juice bar.
That's a juice bar.
Peace out. I'm gonna get some juice and
DPC, thanks for the fun. That was good.
And now it's time for Life Lessons with Crash.
So, for today's Jason Crash advice, called a life lesson. Don't trust a fart, especially after trying the world's hottest corn chips. That was a hard lesson, learning what that was.
How are you feeling after that anyway?
Dude, that sucked. It was, like, don't get me wrong. It was funny. The fact that I could convince my brother to have two to my one, that made it.
You had me going because I thought you might have had a second one behind me. So
don't be wrong. I love like curries, like Indian food. Like I love like, you know, stuff that's not just your stock standard, like burgers and chips kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I love that kind of stuff. Dude, I sweat like there's no tomorrow. That killed me. Well, actually, because I've had a chest infection the last few days. I think that helped. What was the hand coming through? No, it's gone. Made you look. But no, that sucked. I didn't actually think it was going to be that bad. Have you seen the bloody gummy bears?
Yes.
Of it as well.
That's going to be the next one that we all do.
Oh, shit. I can, you know what's annoying? I can feel how warm it is in my stomach too. I can feel it there and I can feel it coming down my back. And then if I bump funny and my stomach rumbles, it might be coming down my leg in the ring.
Did you eat one?
Yes.
Bro,
I know.
Bro, why?
I'm going to be fucked.
Why are you like this, Crash?
Because, you know, just add some realness.
Realness?
Like to the, how hot they are. I'm just going to bump and
shit your pants. Shit your giver.
That's actually how I got spray tan. Well, yeah, spray tan, but you know, the tan was... leakage.
It
wasn't spray tan, it was just anal spray tan.
Anal spray tan. Suppository exploded.
Why did I say that?
Anal spray tan.
There's your word for the week. I'm never going to wear that shit. That was so bad.
Where's like, the wisdom with Jason Crash?
It's like a fire extinguisher coming out of your butthole, you know what I mean? Like the stinky five star of doom, you know what I mean? That little star asterisk in your butthole and just...
Well, we're almost out of time, guys.
Not yet.
We've only got 6 minutes left.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
What's up? Emilio Crow's back. Yo, welcome to the 100th episode of... What if it's been an hour, right?
No, it's nearly an hour.
Nearly an hour? What are we doing now?
Well, we're just about to close up. I was just about to say, can we get the commissioner in? Because he hasn't been on yet.
No. Are we shooting the shits?
Yeah, do you want to go grab the commissioner? We'll just get him quickly on here. Are you going to try one? Because you got water in your hand. I'm just talking to Manos over here. We're all just having a lot of fun.
Yeah, no.
He missed it. He just had one.
He doesn't have to do it. You don't have to do the chip. We just want you in this. You don't have to do the chip.
Calling me off at the hospital.
No, we're not. You don't need to do the chip because Zane's already got. He's already gone.
I've already brought the commissioner in.
No. You're on the show. You need to have one.
No. Put it away. No. I want to keep my job.
Hey. You need to show these young kids that sometimes you just have to do it, Mike.
They don't. Let me tell you a story.
Let me tell you a story.
Tell me a story about the young bull and the old bull. Yep. They're all up on top of a mountain there and they see all these cows in the paddock. And the young bull goes, let's run down and have sex with all the cows.
Yep.
And the old bull said, no, let's walk down and have sex with at least one.
Okay.
Let's go.
So you're going to have one?
No, no one.
You're going to have one?
No, no.
You're going to have sex with one chip?
No chip. No chip. Sex with chips. My wife will get upset. Oh, well, that's depravity right there. We've gone down the toilet straight away.
Oh, God.
Daniel.
Yes.
Great to be on this show with you, man. Yeah. Congratulations. 100 episodes?
Yes, 100 episodes.
Mate, that's awesome. And you deserve 150 more.
Thank you very much. Right. Only 150 more, I would have said.
Well, you know, mate, who knows how long I'm going to be around for. So we'll see.
Good point. I'm going to say this on camera. I'm going to get this on camera.
Yeah.
Love the Melbourne Wrestling Show, especially when you go all at it with the
big. I love the Melbourne Wrestling Show, especially when the Crow Brothers are on the Melbourne Wrestling Show, Channel 31, Thursdays 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Saren, this goober.
Goober, what the f is goober?
It's young people. That's what you are.
Huh?
You're a goober.
Am I a goober?
Yes.
Okay.
It's young people.
Daniel's a goober. We don't understand.
Yeah, we're old. Well, you're slightly older than me. Yes. Not by much.
Not by much, but enough.
I'm a bit old. I'm a bit rusty nowadays. You got to take the old boy home and the old yeller him.
I have to take you home later. So you know, like I.
Oh, Jackson just walked past me with a tear in his eye.
You missed it.
Jackson,
in the background. Huh? He ate a chip. And you paid no attention to him.
Wait, are we saying Jackson or Jay?
No, Jackson.
Yeah, he did it in front of me.
No, he did it right behind you.
Again, a second one.
That's his first one.
He had one in front of me.
You know, sometimes I cry a tear every time I think about how poorly treated our homeless people in this country are. Shed a tear for them.
Thank you, Miss Australia.
My God.
My God, this show has just gone downhill. But you're here to pick it back up again, Daniel, which is good.
No, it's without this show, I wouldn't be here.
Of course, I know that, mate.
Without this show, I wouldn't have my wonderful friends here. I wouldn't be doing interactions with my cousins as well.
Yeah.
You know, but that's, you know, that's
you, can't, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family.
Nah,
that's how it is here.
But no, it's always fun. Oh, God. What are you doing here?
I'm a therapist.
Do you want to just come in?
Hey, if you're on the show, you need to have a chip.
Yeah.
Manson's had
come on. No, around here.
How's he going to have a chip
with that mask on? Is there a hole in there? What's going on?
You overcharged me for your sessions, you bastard. It didn't even help. Uh-oh.
They're not that bad, Charlie.
So we got Charlie Rose looking at the box, and I think she's going to do it. I think she wants to have a chip.
Y'all are f***ing insane.
Are you going to do it?
No! Look at me. I'm a pro wrestler. I'm a professional. The last thing I want to do is shit my dacks while I'm...
Do it.
Just do it.
You guys want me to shit my dack?
Do it.
Hey, Manson said he'll give you a title.
You saying I changed?
Manson will give you a title shot.
Come.
Yo, Commissioner.
Come into the camera.
Yo, Commissioner. I'll give you a title shot if you eat this.
Size on camera.
Give me a title shot.
I'll give you a title.
Do it.
Look at this man's eyes.
Just try it.
Don't do it.
Oh, God.
I have another one.
Watch your face, boys.
Oh, is it a spice?
Fucking fearless. No dramas.
Have the whole thing.
I'll have the whole thing.
No, you try again.
No, I had enough.
I'm good, let's have turn. Do you want to try now?
I'll have the whole thing.
Go for it, man.
Go for it.
Oh!
That
Wait.
Rochelle's hardcore!
You're hardcore! Give us some space, seriously, those chips are hot as f. Bro, I took like an inch of that, bro, and I'm like on the verge of death.
Yeah, my little lick was enough.
Don't breathe through your mouth.
That sounded
rough. Oh, God.
Do it. Don't pussy out. Yeah, episode 100.
Episode 100.
Episode 100.
Actually, no. Seriously, Commissioner, God. I'll give you a title shot right now. If you... Shut the fuck up. I'll give you a title shot if you have one of these chips.
Why don't we require a title shot?
Someone talk him into something.
I have everything I need in life. It's wonderful.
Hey, you don't have everything you need in life.
All right, we're about to sign off.
That. That's the problem.
We're about to sign off. Does anyone want to be make a quick cameo, say something before we run off?
You have to eat a chip.
Daniel,
you do a wonderful job. You work out work with Alpha so well. You help us out so much. Thank you very much for everything that you do for us at Alpha. And I hope, like I said, many, many, many more shows that you do.
Thank you.
Right? And more success to you, my friend.
What the hell are you guys doing? I'm related to these guys, you know? And they're just eating a box.
Also,
chewing a box.
Love you, Daniel.
Hey, I love
that
you. This episode has gone to the dogs, man.
It has.
I saw you.
It's like everyone just wants to kiss me all of a sudden.
Why do you have two?
Why?
Luckily.
For 100 episodes of What If It's Cool, it's been absolutely amazing.
Cool.
I hope the audio is really, you know, captured on this. And with that being said, don't forget to like, share, subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast. Want more from What If It's Cool? Make sure to check out the YouTube channel where you can find the latest episodes of Muckbone Around, reaction, and of course the podcast. And don't forget to follow What If It's Cool on all socials. It can be found at What If It's Cool. Keep that support coming. And from all of us here at Alpha Pro Wrestling and on What If It's Cool, we'll all catch you on the next one. Peace.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Oh my God, my voice is already gone. I can't imagine what's gonna happen tomorrow. Well, it wouldn't be one of the school without D's. It's not like he didn't want to be part of the episode, so yeah, we got him. Yeah, but you were working.
So. I was working. Yep. I had a real job.
Yeah.
Not just coming out here and selling out Pipeworks Market. I get paid for this too, but not as luxuriously.
Yeah. It's all right. We got there at the end. We now got you on the show. Episode 100 is now in the books.
It's important that you have me on as a co-owner of this show.
Yeah. A lot of people forget that you're a co-owner.
Some of us like to move in the shadows, you know.
Yeah, I know.
This isn't my thing. I just created it and hold it up. Just as Atlas holds up the world on his back.
I am so f***ing tired. I've been here since 10 o'clock. It's okay. Now, what time is it now? 11?
It's about 11 o'clock.
Yeah. So, 13 hour day. You can come in if you like.
Manson wants us to escape.
Alright.
We've overstayed the welcome. It's time for B squared and DPC squared to get out of here.
Yep. Gotcha.